prescriptions and do my exercise, and so everything's been rather lopsided. When you consider all that, I'm doing rather well. And I will also add that when I first came out of surgery, it was and went home, I felt better than I had felt in 3 months. I walked up my 12 steps here without the cane and more normally than I ever have in the last couple of months, and it was just great to feel so good. Of course, I didn't realize that really was the local anesthetic at work, and that I was going to return to pain, but the pain's been easing up. It really has. K2EIR.
That's marvelous. That's absolutely marvelous. You know, when I had those knee injections a year or so ago, they were pretty amazing. But in reality, in my case, the right answer was lose the damn weight in my case. And, you know, I hadn't done any permanent damage up to that point. They showed me on the x-rays that I was in pretty good shape, so there was no reason to do that, but it did you know, kind of keep me in a pretty happy mode. Now that I've lost the 50 pounds, it is amazing just how happy I am.
I'd like to lose 50 pounds too. I'm down 10. That's because of the reflux disease diet. I'm not supposed to eat anything after supper, 3 hours before you go to sleep. And lately I didn't do that, and I'm now regretting it. Not on the weight point of view, but from returning to coughing. I'd really like to lose more pounds, but boy, I have to tell you, there are times I really want to gouge myself on food. I really want to eat. And I know if I do that, you know, I'll put the weight back on. So a bit of a conflict there.
Well, what I found is I have a pretty intense desire to go chomping on stuff, so I totally understand. But the solution for me was, you know, kind of shift around what it is I was chomping on. I eat, you know, a fair amount of apples. I eat a fair amount of celery. I eat a goodly amount of what else? I don't know, a bunch of other things. I'm trying to think what else. I eat a lot of things that are, you know, at least initially designed to allow me to burn fat, and then, but I like to chew. So, you know, finding foods that are good for that are pretty good. And frankly, I made good use of proteins and things like that, which is pretty good. I mean, during the actual fat burning stages, I was eating cabbages and, you know, and all sorts of things. But, you know, I am down to my pre-Christmas, pre-Thanksgiving weight. Before Christmas, Thanksgiving, I got down to 242. And after Thanksgiving, I got right back down to it. At Christmas time, I went up a little bit, maybe 246, 247. And through New Year's, and it was, you know, I just basically ate what the hell I felt like through the holidays. And but, you know, some days I was better than others. There was no reason to chomp around on stuff. I didn't. And you know, here it is a month later, and I'm back to 242 for the last week.
And that's down from what, when I say might have seen you 6 months or longer ago?
296.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good. Well, anyone listening to us has to know that, you know, you must be 6 feet something. You're a big guy. So it's not like you're a rotund or something. Well, with me, it's rather satisfying to break that 200 barrier. Of course, you know, I don't have your height or anything. You know, I was over exercising today. I had called for using the recumbent bicycle as part of my post-op instructions, and I did 15 minutes. I shouldn't have done that much because I only did 5, and I was supposed to work up to 20 very gradually over a period of days, but I did 15, and that's where I felt it was just beginning to strain me. But I went on the scale, of course, from there, and I first set it to 200, and that's what I've been doing lately to see, am I over or under? I had a little trouble finding it, because I was down a little bit more than I thought. I thought I was, you know, at 200 or 199 or 201, but I was at 198, and it was really good. And again, knowing that I'm below that 200 mark just feels good. So, I don't know. I should look at 280, or, you know, maybe I ought to have goal 280, 180, or 175. Maybe I ought to have goals, and I'll make it.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're really hungry, eat things that are less likely to cause troubles. So, you know, I go out and buy the best apples I can find. Of course, we're coming into the worst apple season. I mean, February is like the dark times for apples. But there's still good apples out there. If you go like to Fairway or some premium grocery store, you can buy, you know, I buy them on sale. I buy the sale apples, but Fuji's are typically very sweet, very delectable, and they're, you know, the largest of them are only about 90 calories. So, you know, if you're really hungry that day, then eat a bunch of those. Eat tomatoes when they're in season. Learn to do lots of seasonings. Not a whole lot of fat while you're trying to lose. You know, try to avoid the sugar. Not the sugar, well, obviously the sugar. No diet soda. The only diet sweetener I use is Stevia or Truvia, one of those. There's a natural artificial sweetener. None of the yellow, pink, or blue, sweeteners that you would otherwise think are good for you. Only Stevia. And you can bake with stevia just like anything else. So I do like, apples, sliced apples with cinnamon and stevia and unsalted butter. And although you can use salted butter too if you want. And boy, you put that in a pot and you make yourself something to die for. You can eat that like it was candy, and you can do that all day. And it won't disturb your diet and satisfies your sweet tooth. So sugarless or low sugar peanut butter and other, you know, nut butters of various types, they're all good for you too.
Well, thanks for the tips. I'll keep it in mind. I'm afraid my cravings tend to be for exactly the things that are terrible. For meat management, I wish I could have a big bowl of pasta or a couple of bagels, cream cheese, imitation cream cheese, because I can't have cream cheese in foodie. But but the apples is good. I bought a few more recently, Macintoshes, and before that I think I had McComb. Can't seem to find McComb anymore. And they were nice. I love Honeycrisp, but believe it or not, with the reflux diet, they rate these things in terms of the acidity. I forgot which one they suggested, probably the Coom, and others they consider too acidic. So I don't know which variety is not acidic. And the Honeycrisps are expensive. They that can add up. You know, I bought a few Honeycrisps, and next thing I knew, I had spent $8. You know, on just a couple of apples. Seems like outrageous to me. The way it goes. But the celery is a good suggestion, and unfortunately, tomatoes is like the worst thing in the world for me to eat. I did have some pizza tonight that was tomato sliced pizza. Just very thin slices of tomato on it, but no tomato sauce. So, but even that little amount of tomato, I'm noticing I'm having symptoms. I probably ought to cut it out. The first time I had that pizza, I just took it off. You know, after I knew I had reflux disease, I just took a fork and removed it. And probably I'll have to do that again, just particular, or maybe allow myself one slice instead of, you know, several slices of the tomatoes. I really miss not having tomato sauce. You know, there's so many things that's good and comes on. There's some real problems. I might need to go out to see my mother on the West Coast, and quite the West Coast, having to exist in restaurants both with my lactose intolerance and now the reflux disease. It's almost foreboding. I don't know how I can be sure I eat the right things without having one problem or another. W2TTT from K2EIR.
Yeah, well, I understand. I mean, my favorite thing in the whole world are breads, pastas, and cheeses. And, and I don't deny myself those, but I did for 40 days. And you know what? For 40 days, I lost the first 20 pounds on my own, but when I went into serious fat-burning mode, I went on this, you know, this diet of basically proteins and low fats and a confusion diet of basically two different proteins a day, about 4 or 5 ounces apiece. And, you know, there was nominally 700, 800 calories, 600 to 800 calories. I also went to 1,000 calories, and with my metabolism, that was not a problem. As a consequence, I lost weight slower than my wife, was just dropping off pounds at points, and so was I. Sometimes I would, quote, cheat, as she put it, and she hated me. She said, I can't believe you're losing weight, and, you know, and you don't do this, and you don't do that. And it's like, yeah, I know, but you know what? I'm doing what I need to do, and it's getting done. But the last 30 pounds was on this fat-burning diet, and, you know, I didn't cheat myself at all, ever, during the holidays. I mean, if we had a cake in the house or a pile of cookies, it was mine. Go away, you know. But, I wouldn't do it all day, and, you know, I might have a couple apples during the day. And let me tell you something, you buy Honeycrisp or Fuji's or whatever, who cares? Yeah, you might spend $8 on a handful of apples, but consider this. You'll have better health, and you'll be saving money on other things, so don't worry about it. At first I thought I was, especially when I was buying a lot of seasonings and stevia and things like that, I thought I was, you know, upside down in my, cash flow on food, and within about a week I quickly realized that that was no longer true.
I'll keep that in mind, though. Since we have a bag of Macintoshes around, I'm going to try to eat some more apples, but maybe I'll temper myself till after the snowstorm. I don't want to go out tomorrow. In fact, I ought to go speak to my wife now and figure out what we're going to do, whether she wants to wait till the morning and see if she can drive herself, or whether I'm going to drive her to the railroad or not. I ought to call it quits, but I'm going to keep apples in mind with your recommendation. I'll just parenthetically add that I think I've eaten pretty healthily for the most part. You know, my breakfast is typically oatmeal, maybe with a mixture of granola, raspberries or strawberries mixed in. Now I'm cutting out the strawberries because of the acidity, but substituting raspberries. Lunch has been a yogurt with fruit, you know, the fruit stuffed in it, like blueberries or whatever, so there's some calories there. Three bean salad, which is pretty good, healthy, and I can eat, it's volume. I eat a lot sometimes, and I certainly have plenty of the three bean salad. And the question is whether I'll snack before supper or not. And what used to do me in and why I'm losing weight is, you know, the snacking after supper. You know, chocolate rugula, chocolate bar, whatever. know, just keep eating, you know, even bread, just keep eating, or eating, you know, a fourth meal because I was hungry by the time I went to sleep. So now I have to cut that out, and I go to sleep hungry, but I'm losing weight. Okay, I'm going to say 73. I'll listen to your comments, and I'll go talk to my wife and get into bed. W2TTT from K2EIR.
Okay, well, consider this. You have other things you can eat. I like nutty peanut butter. I like crunchy peanut butter, but I get the low sugar or sugar-free. I personally prefer the low sugar. My wife is more relentless about that. She does sugar-free. But women have more trouble losing weight, so they, you know, my wife's steely focus on her goal is really, really good for that kind of thing. In my case, I've just taken it slower. I mean, she had not lost, she's lost as much weight as I have, but I had a longer diet. I lost that first 20 pounds on my own, and she's lost all of that weight, and she wants another 20 pounds or so. So do I, actually, at least 10. When that happens, that'll be fine. She's looking to crank it out during Lent, and maybe a little sooner. So good for her. All righty, you take care, and God bless. Good luck in the weather tomorrow, and just take it slow on those knees, on that knee, I should say. Pretty awesome stuff. K2EIR, W2TTT. I was going to wrap up a couple of things in the shack, and I'll be back. Maybe not. We'll see. W2TTT.
Yeah, have a very good night, Gordon. God bless you, too. And Rocky's going to have bypass surgery or whatever for urinary restrictions in his face in about a week, maybe 10 days. I keep him in your prayers, too. 73 K2EIR.
Yeah, I'm well aware. He and I have been talking about it, and he's got to get that squared away. All right, God bless. W2TTT.
N2BHZ repeater disconnected.
Yep, you got it, and
And a pesky skyway in the middle of nowhere, there's an exit that goes down to Kearney. So I know it's down there somewhat.
Yeah, I don't know if you could hear me. We got some interference out here. I didn't get anything you said. So let me clear for now, Todd. Maybe it'll clear up later on. KD2, BOR.
Okay, sorry for that, but thank you for coming back, and we'll catch you later. Thanks again, KD2CBV.
Need to be sorry. It wasn't your fault, Todd. It was some interference in there from somebody. Talk to you later. KD2BOR clear.
Copied. Understood. Hope we can really have a team.
Once I get to work, by the time I get off, it should be all cleared up.
that cup of coffee.
That's correct. Can't wait. About a 200 yards ahead of me.
Okay, very good. We'll be here. 82 BOR.
And 1LU mobile.
You have to remember that coffee's only good while it's still hot. Good morning, Charles Katie.
Good morning, yes. Yeah, it'll be nice and hot when I get it now. I'll be back in a minute, just pulling into the mobile station now. N1LU.
And good morning to the other station out there.
Yeah, good morning again, Todd. KD2, BOR. Spoke to you before.
No. I am half the time. The mobile game. Don't worry, I should be in Bellevue, so sorry.
Hey, Todd, I didn't get most of that again. I had to go to the reverse to hear you a little bit. I'll catch you later. KD2 BOR. Same thing's going on that went on earlier.
Okay. Maybe I should raise my power. Never mind. KD2 CBV.
Get a crush. in a life. And nothing better to do than to stay up all night on the radio. I feel sorry for you, pal.
Not the one that keyed up, retard.
I feel sorry for you.
Rush. W2HL, please.